Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. You never know what you're going to wind up with at any moment in time. I was feverishly typing away, putting a tweet out just before the intro to the show blasted in my ear. You never know what you're going to find. The hypocrisy on the left runs so deep that it is, were it not so frightening, laughable. Daily Caller has a piece out. Well, not the Daily Caller, really. They wrote about a piece from NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson saying that comprehensive, sustainable gun control is achievable. In an opinion piece at Black Press USA, the voice of the black community. That should frighten every single American, particularly minorities. So I have to go here briefly before I go to my guest, because I can't let this slide. In fact, this one's so big and so bad, we're gonna go here on the Sunday Monster broadcast. Can't let this one slide. Let me read you just a little part of this, and then we'll get some commentary from my guest, Mike Pawarski from the Arms Room, who's got a number of things to cover with me today. But I want you to listen to what Derek Johnson, President and CEO of the NAACP, says. Fear at school was something the Little Rock Nine knew all too well. Facing vitriol, racism, and merciless violence, the Little Rock Nine were escorted for their own safety by federal troops to their high school classes. For those brave students selected to make the promises of the 1954 Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court decision a reality, fear and terror were a normal part of the school day routine. Do you see where this is going? I'll give you the title of the piece again. Gun Safety is About Freedom. Continuing. Decades later, fear and terror still exist in our children's classrooms. Due to the National Rifle Association and the politicians that support them, meaningful discourse on the issue of gun control is nearly impossible. And in that silence, school shootings from Sandy Hook to Parkland keep the classroom a battleground, not a place of learning. I'm going to do everything in my power to keep Angry Mark in the box. Stay in the box. Stay in the box. Stay in the box. You have too much to cover today. Stay in the box. Some African-American communities know all too well the potential danger associated with everyday activities as gun violence. Stay in the box. Spills into our communities from various angles. Various angles. Stay in the box, Angry Mark. Yet for the most part, schools have remained safe places for our young people. For the most part, he says. But a couple seconds later, he said, fear and terror still exist in our classrooms due to the National Rifle Association, and the classrooms are battlegrounds. Just calm. Given the disproportionate damage gun violence is having on our communities, the NAACP has advocated for sane, sensible laws to help eliminate or at least to decrease the damage and death caused by gun violence. Gun violence is crime, dude, okay? Perpetrated by people. Requiring universal background checks on all gun sales and transfers, banning military-style semi-automatic assault guns. Notice he didn't say rifles. Notice he said assault guns. Did you catch that? Wonder what that means. Enacting tough new criminal penalties for straw purchasers. Straw purchase is already illegal. And gun traffickers. It's already illegal. And allowing the Center for Disease Control to research gun violence as a major public health issue, which is what Barack Obama wanted to do, are just a few of the reasonable steps lawmakers could take to stem the tide of gun-related deaths in neighborhoods across the nation. One must wonder if he's talking about Chicago. But hold on just one second. Unfortunately, years of ridiculously easy access to guns and ammunition has yielded an epidemic with deadly consequences for all Americans, but has been particularly fatal for communities of color who are disproportionately impacted. Gun violence is the number one killer of African Americans age 15 to 34. No, I would say black on black crime is. But I'll digress. Though African Americans make up only 13% of the U.S. population, we represent nearly 50% of all gun homicide victims. Over 80% of gun deaths of African Americans are homicides. Roughly speaking, one out of every three African American males who die between the ages of 15 and 19 is killed by gun violence. No, they're killed by criminals within that community, sir. African American children and teens were less than 15% of the total child population in 28 and 29, but accounted for 45% of all child and teen-related gun deaths. These numbers are tragic and intolerable, but most of all, they are preventable. So, how are they preventable? Well, he tells us. Critics might call such policy interventions naively ambitious in our current political climate. However, comprehensive, sustainable gun control is achievable. We know this because someone has done it. Just look to Australia. Let me tell you something about CEO Derek Johnson. I don't believe CEO Derek Johnson is a stupid man. I think he is incredibly intelligent. In fact, I think he's brilliant the way he wrote this piece. And I think a lot of people reading it might be stupid, as lots of Americans are, because they can't read between the lines of what he's saying. And you can't be one of those people. You have to be smarter than this writer. As I just pointed out to you, assault guns. When was the last time you heard that? Well, that changes the whole definition, doesn't it? It's not an assault rifle anymore. Derek Johnson's now calling it an assault gun. Wonder what that means. You see, unfortunately in America, too many of us are in fact stupid. We're ignorant. The media knows it. People like this know it. Virtually all politicians of every stripe know it, and that's who they play to. So let me just mention Chicago to Derek Johnson, because you see, as far as I'm concerned, this cat ain't got no credibility, because I've never seen him marching through the streets of Chicago. You know who's been calling for stopping the crime in Chicago? We have. I have. For years, we've been reading off the numbers in Chicago. For years, we've been talking about the racist roots of gun control that Derek Johnson doesn't want to talk about. We ended it in Georgia, 140 years too late, but we ended it. The old Jim Crow laws, public gathering laws, designed to keep recently freed black slaves from owning firearms. We ended it. Republicans ended it in Georgia. And the Democrats here fought us every step of the way. Go back to Freitas' talk yesterday that I played for you in the Virginia House of Delegates, and then read this garbage. This guy's playing every member of the black community as a fool. Black on black crime, not gun violence, crime in Chicago has been off the charts for years. While the rest of America has been declining, Chicago's rates have been increasing radically. Now, great for Chicago, I can report to you today that murders, homicides in Chicago are down 25% over last year. Still up above where they were in 2012, 13, and 14, but nonetheless dropping. And that's a great thing. So one can only ask CEO Derek Johnson, when he calls for confiscation, which is what he's calling for, sustainable gun control. Sustainable gun control means taking everything from you and keeping it from you. That's what that means. He told us that. Now, I'm not going to go into the rest of the piece. You don't need to hear it. You know enough. But it's your fault, NRA. Derek Johnson doesn't want to take any responsibility for gun violence, as he calls it, within his own community in cities like Chicago. When was the last time you saw the NAACP and Black Lives Matter marching through downtown Chicago to end the horrific number of shootings and homicides in that city? Gee, I don't know. I can't find it. We've been begging them to do it for years on this program. Programs like this have been calling these numbers out. We've been reporting them to you for years. So one can only ask this question of CEO Derek Johnson of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, who the Daily Caller, by the way, wrongly says is the nation's oldest civil rights organization. It wasn't. It was founded in 1909. The National Rifle Association in 1871 is the nation's oldest civil rights organization. But we can only wonder, is CEO Derek Johnson trying to give us Chicago-style gun control? Wow. Hey, gun lovers, big news for you. Are you looking for that perfect handgun for self-defense and trips to the range? Well, today's the day you can make that happen for free. You know, I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a USCCA member. I'm member number 32, actually. And for a very limited time, the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you could take home $1,500 for free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. But this all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. The clock is ticking. And remember, they're giving away 10 Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get 10 free chances to win the second you enter. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. It's easy. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free, but time is running out. Go to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. 10 chances to win, then you can take home that $1,500 for that Kimber for free. Remember, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, perfect handgun for self-defense is available for free if you're one of the 10 winners. For free, USCCA. You know I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a USCCA member. Member number 32. Very limited time, USCCA is giving 10 of you, my listeners, Armed American Radio Daily and Big Weekend MonsterCast listeners, $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. 10 of you could take home 1,500 bones. Yeah, you're not going to win, right? Would you bend down and pick up $1,500 bills if you saw it laying on the ground? You bet you would. So why wouldn't you do this for nothing? Go to armedandresponsible.com, lock in your chances to win. The 23rd is the last day to do so, so hurry and get it. Just do it now so you don't have to worry about it, okay? Remember, 10 Kimbers being given away. You'll instantly get 10 free chances the second you enter. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. 50% off the MyPillows using promo code AAR. When you do that, it supports us. It supports us by using that promo code, and we appreciate them doing that for us over there at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's a great guy. Also, Warfighter Tobacco, same thing. It supports us when you use the promo code AAR. Very important, WarfighterTobacco.com. Please support our sponsors. We've got a whole bunch getting ready to jump on board as well, too, so we'll keep you posted on that. Mike Pewarski, Arms Room and Arms Room Radio. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on today.
You know, Mike, I hadn't planned on going there until I saw that, and then I had to. I had to mention that, and I want to get some comment from you on that because I don't hear him talking about, you know, where have they been in Chicago for years?
Yeah, clearly Chicago doesn't meet their profile. They're not what they're looking for. That's you know, they're looking for AR-15s and assault guns.
And what's an assault gun, by the way? You're a manufacturer. What's an assault gun? I've never heard that one before. Give this guy credit for. You're going to start hearing about it now, I bet you.
Well, you know what? You talked about it the other night, I think, on the MonsterCast when you were talking about assault rifles, you know, and banning assault rifles. Well, what about the guns used at Virginia Tech? Well, evidently, Mark, that's why this is out there. I bet you that's an assault gun now. That Glock 19, the same one that you carry on your hip there every day, that's an assault gun. Now we can go after assault guns instead of just assault rifles.
Wasn't the Glock 19X and the Glock 17 and the Glock 19 originally designed for military use?
Austrian Army.
So that makes it an assault gun. See, this guy is sly like a fox, man. He's brilliant. He's not a stupid man. What he's doing, and I said, you know, I got to thinking about this during the break. I said, most of us are stupid. Guess what? Every Democrat out there, virtually all of them, if you look at the polls, support gun control by about 90%, 95%. This type of confiscation that this guy's talking about. Add in the mix 13, 18, 20% of Republicans. That means the majority of us are stupid. Too stupid to figure this out. And these people know it. That's why they control the language, and that's how important it is that they control the narrative. So it's very, very important that we let this cat out of the bag. This is critically important, okay? But, you know, here's what he's outright calling for. He's outright calling for a ban, period. Flat-out banning of handguns, and he gives it this colorful, you know, write-up in his piece. I'm not going to go into that anymore. We all know what it means when you hear somebody say, we need to do what Australia did. He also praises Obama for supporting the Australian gun control push. And of course, they sugarcoat it and they call it the government bought back guns. The government didn't buy back crap. The government didn't own it. They confiscated your property under threat of making you a felon. That's what happened. But I can also report to you now that gun ownership in Australia is higher now than it was. Yet again, an utter failure. Also, Shannon Watts today playing the race card, Mike. Playing the race card against a woman, a pro-gun woman who wrote positively about gun use and why she has a gun. And Shannon Watts went in talking to her because it was her whiteness. You can see the string at AAR Mark on Twitter. It's just incredible what we're facing in this country today. The dishonesty, the lies from the left in this. Boy, Mike, they're pushing this country down a road that, man, if they're looking for trouble, at some point in time, they're going to get it. I just don't know how they continue to do this and get away with this as years go by. I don't know. It's got to come to a screeching halt at some point, somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, you start to beat them with facts. You beat back their argument with facts, and this is what it comes to. It comes to name calling. You listen, if today's name calling was racist, that's what you get. It's like you said, it's got to come to a stop. It's causing a divide, and everything that our president, our administration is trying to do to bring everybody back to the center, putting people at the same table, but we're not talking about it, but putting people at the same table in the White House, but it still causes the divide.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. All right, Mike, let's start in it. Let's go in another direction. I've got so much I want to cover with you, but I got an email today. I got an email over the last few days from a gentleman by the name of John Gregory. And John originally called me a derogatory name and said I was succumbing to fear. And I replied back to him, and I said, hey, dude, don't call me a name and not explain yourself. I want to engage. I'm glad you engaged. So let's go. Let's talk. What is it that you're pointing to? What are you trying to say to me? What is it that you're trying to – why are you mad? What did I say that upset you? And he replied back to me, and we got to going, and I said, you're not giving me the point. I need to know specifics. What are you talking about? Okay? And I think, Mike, because I wanted to get your commentary, you are 20-year law enforcement, 20-year Army combat.
Yes, sir.
And I want to talk with you a little bit about what John Gregory, and I believe he's listening to me in Tampa, Florida, because he was talking about walking the streets of Tampa. John says in a subsequent email where he finally got specific with me, and I replied back and said, hey, look, I'm going to read this on the air. Mike and I are going to be respectful and professional because I really love it when people engage like he did and we can have this conversation. He's not coming at me from an anti-gun point of view. He's questioning a few things, and I think we have the answers for him, Mike, and I think it's important. So let's start the conversation. He writes in, he says, Mark, look, I grew up hunting in L.A., Louisiana, and I support the Second Amendment. We agree on the right for self-protection. However, what I would love to hear is how arming teachers with handguns will do anything to stop an evil person with an AR-15. There is a reason the police stood down at Parkland. The school resource officer was not adequately equipped for the situation. School marshals? Yes, if they are armed like they are in Israel. Is that what we want? Maybe, but teachers with concealed handguns will not do anything but give them a false sense of security. Maybe even arm a lunatic embedded within the system. Case in point, look what happened in Georgia. So, Mike, let me start with this. We agree on the right for self-protection. He grew up hunting, and he supports the Second Amendment. I would start with this. That's great. I'm glad. Second Amendment doesn't have anything to do with hunting. So let's just get that out of the way now. But I appreciate you loving the outdoors and supporting the Second Amendment. And we do agree on the right for self-protection. So why wouldn't a teacher have the right to protect him or herself and the children under their charge? Number one. I go back to, Mike, my dear friend, Susanna Hupp, who was in the Luby's cafeteria in 1991 when madman George Hennard drove his truck through the window, got out, and systematically executed 23 people, diners, in that Luby's, including her parents, with a pair of handguns. Six people, including her, had their firearms outside in their cars and followed Texas law at the time, and didn't take their guns in. No one was able to stop him. Just like no one was able to stop Nicholas Cruz, just like no one was able to stop Adam Lanza, and on and on and on. Mike, we're getting ready to take a break, so I'm going to leave it with this. Here's what she said when asked on the Stossel show when I was sitting with her on that televised panel. If you had had a gun, would anything have changed? And she said, yes, it would have changed the odds. Think about that, Mike. When we come back, I'll let you answer that one. We'll take each point one by one that John brings up. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, we are going right back into this. 4 points from a letter writer, John Gregory. John, thank you, by the way, for the email. Thanks for the engagement. I appreciate it, and I'm glad we could answer this for you on the air. The first point was, however, I would love to hear is how arming teachers with handguns will do anything to stop an evil person with an AR-15. What it does, John, is it gives them a chance to fight back. Right now, it is 100% controlled by the quote-unquote evil person with an AR-15. And that evil person could be carrying anything. I don't know if you're misunderstanding the ballistics. For some reason, I read into that a pistol can't stop somebody with a rifle, and that couldn't be further from the truth. Although we can't stop crime, we cannot predict what someone's going to do, we can stop them. Right now you're guaranteeing 100% success to the shooter and that madman, that evil person with an AR-15. Mike, you want to jump in, please?
When you put in ballistics up next to each other, you know, whether it's a 9mm or 45 or whatever versus a 5.56, obviously a rifle round's going to have more distance, a little more power, a little more feet per, you know, foot-pound energy to it. But we're not defeating them standing there with gun versus gun. This is not, you know, Chevy versus Ford on the track. This is we have a gun in this school we're prepared to defend these students with. There's people legally carrying firearms in here. The bad guy's not going to come in. And we know this because they don't go shoot up you know, city parks where guns are allowed. They don't go to the mall. They don't go to Chuck E. Cheese or wherever else the kids are because they know guns are allowed there. People can legally carry their firearms there. They go looking for victims in these gun-free zones.
We know that because we've read the manifestos from a number of these madman individuals. The fact of the matter is, of course, a pistol can stop somebody with it. Right now, you can't stop him at all. It's maddening to hear that logic because somehow, to me, people believe, and John, I'm not picking on you here. I've heard this from a lot of people. But teachers, what is it about a teacher that you can't pick? You know how many teachers have concealed carry permits? You know how many teachers go to the range on the weekends? You know how many teachers teach firearms classes? Oh, for crying out loud. You feel comfortable with your pilots? Is it because they're pilots? You know how many pilots are teachers and how many teachers are former pilots? Who cares what their profession is? These people are in charge of our children. They're 100% defenseless right now. And we need to do what? Change the odds. Point number two, there's a reason the police stood down at Parkland. The school resource officer was not adequately equipped for the situation. Mike, 20 years former law enforcement. You got family that's active duty now. Your father was a police chief for years. You want to tackle that one, please?
Yeah, listen, this is an evolution of training. We react to the things we learn. Prior to the Columbine shooting, the standard procedure was, just like any other major event since SWAT teams came into development after the Vietnam War, it was patrol officers get there, set the perimeter, allow the time for the TAC team, the SWAT team, the emergency response team, whatever your agency called it, allow them to get there and do this. After Columbine, we learned about active shooters and how to respond to them. Rather than get there and set the perimeter, it's the first two officers at the time. It was a group of two or four moving either in a diamond or in pair formation. You move in and you move to contact. To use a word from the term from the military, it's a movement to contact. You seek out the shooter and end the threat. At a minimum, you give him another target to shoot at rather than unarmed kids in a school or in an office building or in a movie theater, Mark, wherever it happens to be. It's a mass shooter scenario, an active shooter scenario. What we've learned since Columbine, again, is to do that pair shooting, that movement to contact. What we've learned since Pulse, and you heard Jim Irvine talking about this with his program up there, is the solo responder. You don't stand there and wait for your backup. You know, many agencies don't ride two to a car. You get that single guy there, and I don't care if it's your pistol on your waist, on your belt, and the standard bulletproof vest. You don't have that equipment, you go. He's not looking for confrontation. He's looking to kill innocent bystanders. And as soon as you walk in, we've seen time and time again, they may throw a shot or two your way, they run around the corner, and they eat their own gun.
That's exactly what happens. It's not that he was not adequately equipped. It was that he chose not to go in. As we are now learning, three other officers did not either. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about how that perimeter was set up. Complete and total breakdown. And so far, John, you've done nothing here but allow those kids to be murdered with impunity because there's nobody there to stop them, period. Well, the officer didn't go in. We would be talking a different scenario had that officer went in with his firearm blazing and laid eyes on that shooter. That shooter would have put the gun in his head and blown it off. It was that simple. Well, how do we know that? Because that's what happens every single time. All right, school marshals, yes, if they are armed like they are in Israel, is that what we want? Yeah, it is what we want. Here's why. Because the moment we let these killers know that that's what's happening, these things stop instantly. They're done. They're finished. They're over. Point number four. Did you want to add anything to that, Mike? Yeah, we do. We want armed people at our schools. We want criminals to know that there are armed people at our schools. Did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, let me just talk just for a moment, talking about the words, the verbiage here. We're not arming teachers, Mark, and I think we've talked about this before. We're allowing teachers that are legally and responsibly armed to carry their concealed firearms across that imaginary line outside the school. This is not all teachers line up and draw your shotguns for class today. This is allowing teachers to carry their firearms when they legally are allowed to carry them.
And we're talking about teachers who have gone through some psychological training. We're talking about teachers who volunteer. We're talking about teachers who have to go through significant training, several weeks of equal to or greater than law enforcement training. We're not talking about everybody in that school. But, John, to suggest that the football coach who shielded those children with his body, who was a trained security officer, would not have fought back if he had a firearm, is disingenuous at best, naive at best, or dishonest at worst. And I don't think you're being dishonest. I think you're stuck on this, oh, my God, guns in school is bad. What we have now are guns in school being carried by bad people who know no one there can stop them. This is how we stop them. All right, fourth and final point. Maybe, but teachers with concealed handguns will not do anything but give them a false sense of security. That's not true. There are hundreds, or there are thousands of teachers in schools across America right now, in states like Ohio, Colorado, Texas, and others. It's growing at a rapid pace as the faster training and other people begin to realize, hey, this is how we stop this. John, they're already there, and you're not hearing anything about it because it works. Then you make a side point here, maybe even arm a lunatic embedded within the system. Case in point, look at what happened in Georgia. What he's talking about occurred right up the road from these studios, Mike, where a teacher with a gun walked in there, locked himself in his classroom, fired a shot. Guy was a lunatic. Here's my point. You think a law is going to change that? It's illegal for that teacher to go into that school today with a gun, or as it is for anybody right now with a gun. This guy's not waiting for us to say, okay, teachers can come in armed before he takes a gun. People who do crazy, illegal things do them. They don't wait for laws to change, and they don't follow directions and signs. Mike, you want to jump in there?
Yeah, listen, this teacher walked in there with the whole plan in his head of, I'll show them teachers can't have guns in school by taking a gun in school and doing something stupid. I've got pets that have better trains of thought than that.
I don't know how else to answer that. John, I appreciate the email. Here's the deal. Let's close it out with this. Right now, you're choosing to leave all of our children, mine included, defenseless. So I ask you this question, and I want you to think about it honestly. If you could go back and ask any of these victims, and I used Virginia Tech on this before, so I'll use it again, because I had an opportunity to speak to a survivor from Virginia Tech, and I asked this question. If we could wake up, 32, or go back in time. Let's just go back in time. If we could go back in time in the DeLorean, all right, back to the future. If we could go back in time and tell these students, tomorrow at 3:01 p.m., you're going to be chained in a building by a madman named Shuangwei Cho, who is going to chain you in and enter with a Glock and a Walther P-22, and 30 of you are going to die. Would you choose to lay down and die? Or would you prefer somebody else in here be able to arm themselves and fight back? And I can guarantee you all 30 of them would choose to live their lives and at least have some form of defense rather than throwing a pencil or a book and allowing the madman to control the situation. Leaving our children defenseless in schools is absolutely, completely, totally un-American. We can stop this and stop it today. It's not that difficult. Remember, these killers are cowards. Let them know they're going to get killed when they walk in. They're not even going to bother. And the ones that do will get killed. Back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right. ArmedAndResponsible.com to get in on that gun giveaway, please. 10 of you are going to win a $1,500 check to buy that Kimber 1911. It's a beautiful firearm. Go take a look at it. The picture of it is right there at ArmedAndResponsible.com. You're going to dig it. ArmedAndResponsible.com. It's free. Go get it. Enter. You have 10 chances. 10 chances. It ends on the 23rd. MyPillow.com, AAR promo code. MyPillow.com, AAR promo code. I got my notice yesterday that mine shipped. Can't wait. I'll let you know. Maybe I'll even tweet a picture of them when they come in. Fun stuff. Make sure to follow me at Twitter, too, by the way, at AAR Mark. AAR promo code, MyPillow.com. Get 50% off, and it benefits us with that AAR promo code. It supports this show. So thanks to Mike Lindell for doing that after he was on the program a couple weeks back. It was a lot of fun. We appreciate it very much to have the support from him. That great American success story. Warfighter Tobacco, the vets, unleash the warfighter in you. I will partake today. Their coffee's amazing. I've had two cups. I've got one right here. That's it. I ice it down. So you can get that too at warfightertobacco.com. Also, using the promo code AAR and taking 10% off everything on the site except those sample packs of cigars, which are already heavily discounted. Okay? Mike Pawarski back. I want to say thanks to John Gregory for the email. Love the opportunity to have that conversation, answer those questions. Here's the bottom line. You've got one group of people to say, don't. Leaving the kids defenseless is the way to go. I'm sorry, I can't wrap my head around that. The other says, absolutely not. You bring the right people in here, you take the no gun zone signs down, and guess what happens? This madness stops, and it stops right away. And if it doesn't, the very rare occasion that somebody would choose to go in and commit suicide, the damage will be far less than it is leaving someone. Because listen, John, the gunfight's already started, brother. The bad guys already started it. To leave people defenseless is flat out un-American when we protect everything else in this country. And those teachers and those kids have a right to be protected as well. All right, Mike, let's go to the perimeter. Staying on Parkland, because you sent me a piece over and wanted to talk about it. Broward Sheriff's Captain, who gave initial order to stage, not enter, Stoneman Douglas, is ID'd. This story is very disturbing. Tell us about it.
Yeah, listen, this is what I feared what was going to come out of this. And I looked into the Pulse shooting after the Pulse shooting there, and I've looked into what we could find so far with the what happened down there in Parkland. And the problem is we have these new procedures that I talked about. We had the movement to contact, the two officers, the four officers, they moved together, move in tandem to contact the active shooter. Now what we see now is the solo officer moving towards to contact the shooter. And these are all the new procedures. But what we're seeing is a lot of these, I don't know, for lack of a better term, the seasoned officers, maybe they're not new, they haven't been to the training, they're so used to having that muscle memory of stop, set up the perimeter, and we're going to set the perimeter up and then we'll move in. That's what we saw happen at Pulse. That's what we see now happened down at Parkland. Now, the only thing I could say for Parkland at this point is we still haven't seen the timeline. We know that this captain called for perimeters to be set, but we don't know, I'll give the benefit of the doubt, right here up front. We don't know if that happened before the shooting or after the shooting, during the shooting or after the shooting. But right now it's not looking real good. It looked like the orders came from afar over the radio, set up the perimeter. And it also looks like there were three different supervisors also giving that order, a total of three, including this captain, giving that order to set the perimeter. And you start getting confusing orders, conflicting orders. Well, what about go in? I thought we're supposed to go in. Well, no, the boss has said set the perimeter. It looks like this. A lot of the same issues we see here. There's what we saw at the Pulse shooting was conflicting orders, communications issue, who's in charge, and the order to not go in. We know that happened at Pulse.
Mike, considering how long we know the response time was when the calls initially began coming in from the school and the time those orders went out, I think we can pretty much make an educated guess as to that timeline being about 3 to 4 minutes. And sadly, what I think we're going to find out is what we already know, that those individuals knew what was going on in that school, and she chose to set up a perimeter rather than enter that school. And we know that because Coral Springs officers showed up and were absolutely blown away that no one had gone in that school.
Yeah, that's what we know. Now, that first deputy that was on the scene, I think his name was Scott Peterson.
Right.
There's still issues with him. I'm not convinced one way or the other he didn't do it. From what I've seen, he believed the shooting was outside and was moving towards the shooting on the outside with those Coral Springs officers. But these other three deputies that stood there and did the, well, you know what, the sheriff says we're not supposed to arrest juveniles, or we don't have body cameras, or we don't have long guns. That's a load of crap. I'm sorry. If you've got your soft body armor on, underneath your vest, and all you've got, your soft body armor on underneath your shirt, and all you have is that Glock on your waist, you need to move in. You need to move in and move to the sound of gunfire and eliminate this threat. And if you can't do that, take your badge off, set it on the ground, and slowly walk away. Go home.
And, look, let's throw some little caveats in here as well. Sometimes moving to the sound of gunfire is difficult to do. If you've ever been on an outdoor range, as I have many, many, many times, sometimes, depending on how open the space is, it can be tough to tell where that gunfire originates from also.
Absolutely.
This was a 45-acre campus. I want you to correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, 45 acres, 11 buildings, 1 3-story. This looks more like a college campus, a small college campus, than a high school.
There are 3,400 kids at this place. It's a fairly large size. Now, I lease 39 acres, so I know that's where I shoot, and I know how big that piece of land is. And this was another 6 acres larger than that. So this is a big tract of land. And, Mike, can't it be confusing to find out where those sounds and noises are coming from, particularly under duress?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when you're the first one on the scene and people are telling you, it's coming from over here, it's coming from over there. And these are, people that you know to be reliable, adults. These are people that are coming out. You want to believe the witnesses. So you start moving that way. Then further reports come, there's somebody wounded on the football field. Well, that further reinforces what you think you're seeing and comprehending. Again, so I'm willing to give that benefit of the doubt to that first responding deputy down there at Parkland that he moved towards what he thought was the sound of gunfire. However, like I said, those other three standing there with excuses in their pockets, those guys need to go home. And their sheriff that provided them amazing leadership needs to go home.
Sheriff Israel, no doubt, the first guy there, Peterson, is no doubt the fall guy for Israel, period. No matter what happened, he was the fall guy. He took the hit.
Yep.
I don't have enough information to know. On a 45-acre campus, was this guy 30 acres away?
Right.
And by the time he moved in that direction, other responding officers 3 and 4 minutes got there and still saw him outside. We don't know that. I don't know that yet. I haven't heard either way. Now, you know people down at Broward County. You know people that work in that department, correct?
Yeah, people in that department and people in the responding agencies up at Pulse. And that's why I'm seeing eerie, similar parallels here. You know, like
are you able to get any information on that yet, or can you find out for us what might not be public at this point?
With Broward or with Pulse? Because they're still
with well, not Pulse, but with Broward relative to where that deputy. I don't know where that deputy was located at the time, Peterson. I would love to hear this information. It would be a fascinating topic down the road. And at this stage of the game, I don't know what we're going to get because I don't trust Israel on anything that comes out of that department at this stage of the game. This guy's gone into hiding, has he not? Has anybody heard from him?
Yeah, he has gone into hiding down there. And from what I found out today, he's actually his head is on the chopping block with a lot of people in Broward. The majority sentiment there in Broward County now is that this guy needs to go, not just at the sheriff's office, but in the county. The ones that were standing up and defending him last week now are saying he has to go.
More information comes out.
Right. What I know about Peterson, Deputy Peterson, a retired Deputy Peterson down there, was he was moving towards the sound of gunfire. He got to buildings 11 and 12, took up a position with other officers from other agencies until it was learned that that's not where the gunfire was. Again, you're talking about, stand in a downtown area with buildings all over the place and start popping off these rounds. It's difficult to figure out where it's coming from. I don't think Peterson was wrong. I think you're absolutely right. He was the fall guy. First guy on the scene, and the sheriff throws him on the wolves.
Oh, he threw him under the bus. And we know that this guy's capable of it because he was out there spouting off about the NRA, going after all of us, millions of Americans, taking our guns. Dana Lash, Marco Rubio, claiming he's calling BS. He's already fired it. And he knew. He knew when he was doing it. He knew. So, yeah, this guy's a lackey. Mike, thanks, man. We're out of time. I appreciate it very much. Maybe we can get you back later in the week to find out some more. It's still early in the week. Until we meet tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.